Vrindavan Mahimarita, Sataka 13. So this is, we're reading about Brajaraja Mahima, the glories of the dust of Vrindavan. This is Sataka 13, text 99. Brajaraja Mahima, the glories of the dust of Vrindavan, 99, 13. Tukatma Shana Banguram Sukha Lavabhasena Sanmohanam. Sri Putra Dravinalayadi Sakalam Tyaktwa Hatanishita Krandam Krandam Ananda Kandalita Sad Bhavankure Sad Turam Vrindaranya Vilasani Padarajo Vindan Krita Nindato. Translation. This is a very frightening translation for many listeners in the audience. Our Tyagi Sadhu, our Premi Bhakta, Srila Saraswati Pad is giving us a directive here which no one will really appreciate too much, but in no simple terms he's saying, give up your wife, give up your children, give up your wealth and house, which award temporary flickering happiness, and quickly run away. Lament with tears flowing from your eyes for the day when you can properly develop transformations of ecstatic love. Then you will attain eternal bliss by becoming fortunate to receive the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Vrindavan. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kaviram vajagadisha kami mama janmani jamani shri bhavatad bhakti hoitu kitui. So this is, if you want this, you have to do that. If you want this, you have to give that. If you want this house, you have to give these rupees. You have to pay to fulfill your wants. So how much do we want to achieve the dust of Radha's feet? Vrindavan Vilasini. Vrindavan Vilasini. Vrindavan Vilasini. Padaraja Vindan Kriti Nandato. Vrindavan Vilasini, that personality, that lady, that beautiful divine damsel that enjoys Vilas or intimate conjugal pastimes in Vrindavan. She, her Padarajo, Vindan, the dust, the raj of her feet. If we want to attain the dust of Radharani's feet, then there's some prerequisites. Prabhupada Saraswati is telling us that you have to have no other business, no wife, no children, no wealth, no house. And we must be crying and lamenting, vilap kusumanjali, crying out in lamentation day after day. When will I develop the transformation of ecstatic love? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying in the same way in the Gambira. In his Gambir Leela, in Jagannath Puri, in his pastimes there as a sannyasi, he's also crying and vilap. When will ecstatic transformations flood through my body? When will I attain that coveted, elevated spiritual platform of bhava? Nayanam galadashudharya varanam gadgara vidyagira pulakar nishitam vukada. Kada, 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 when? When will tears flow from my eyes? When will my hair stand on end? When will I be trembling, my voice choke up? When? When you attain bhav. And the bhava vashta, when we enter the platform of bhav, the realm of bhav, then these transformations will automatically manifest as a byproduct of that loving attachment. He's saying, he's lamenting for that day. I'm crying, the Lord Chaitanya is crying. This verse, he's crying, tears in his eyes. He's saying, pick me up from this ocean. I'm suffering in this ocean. Nayinanda tanashigin karam patidam bam shimevamodo kripaya tava parabhakaja stitaduli. First place me as a particle of dust at your feet. I'm soaked and drenched in this ocean of samsara. Dry me out. Dry out the water of material rust. Dry it out of my heart and out of my mind so I can be a particle of dust. because now I'm all wet. I'm full of material jada ras, prakriti ras, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, enjoyment, wealth, food, fashion, travel, all these things. So take me out of this ocean, dry me off, stick me on as a particle. Stita duli sadrisham vichintya. Stita duli, a duli, a particle, a raja. Stita, fix me, fast me, glue me, attach me to your feet. Okay, now I have some safe shelter, some safe ground. Now what? Now you have to fill me. You've dried me out, now soak me. You have a sponge, you put it in the muddy water, and it's all dirty, muddy water. Then you squeeze the sponge and get all the mud out of it. And then you put it in the pure water and let it soak out the pure water. So now you dry it out and squeeze all the material rust out of the sponge of my heart. My sponge-like heart, which has been lapping up material ras, life after life, from this vast ocean of jada ras, prakriti ras, prithvi, earthly ras. So now that I'm squeezed out and dried out, I become a stita duli, I become a particle and dust of your lotus feet, my dear Nanda Nandan. How fortunate I am, how glorious I am, but it doesn't stop there. Now I must become drenched again. I must become drenched again. And the chidras, the spiritual ras, the anandras, of seva ras, prema ras, of your eternal service. So I'm crying for that, I'm lamenting for that. Kada, kada, when? So here in this verse, he's saying that when we develop that type of lamentation, krandan, 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 amanda, krandan, krandan, amanda, kandalita, sadbhavano kore. Sadhvaram. When will I have an anukur? An anukur, just a sprout or a bud of bhav, will manifest it from the ground of my heart. Tyaktva hatan nishit. Sakalam tyaktva. Stri putra dravina. Alayadi sakalam tyaktva. I reject everything. And crying. I'm crying for just some of that, just a sprout of that eternal bhavas to enter my heart. Then I will become fortunate. Then I will become qualified and eligible to get the dust. Brinda Vilasini Radha. Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe. Vrindavan Vilasini radhe radhe. Vrindavana Vilasini radhe radhe. Ashtashaki shiromani radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe. Kotai go prema. Mai radhe radhe, ekbar radhakunde, radhe radhe, ekbar radhakund, dekle, dake, ekbar dake, dake means speaking, shouting out, ekbar dake, radhe radhakund me ekbar dake, radhe radhe. One day I went to Radhakund and I shouted, dake, dake, prema de ko chaitanya, right? We say, prema da ko chaitanya tai. And in love, call out, dako, dako. Shadi Rabbe Jajal, you know this, right? Prema da ko chaitanya, prema dako chaitanya tai, prema dako, dake. Means call out with love. Chaitanya nitai, chaitanya tai. Prema de ko chaitanya nitai. Heno nitai bine bai, Radha Krishna pahite nai, nitai parakamalam. So this is the lamentation of the devotee. He's left everything behind. He's taken shelter of Vrindavan, but still it's not enough. Now the real work begins. The vilap. He enters the ocean of vilap. He leaves the ocean of Bhava Sagar, and enters the Vilap Sindhu, ocean of lamentation. Oh, where are you, Krishna? Hey Rad, hey Brajadevi, ke chalalite, hey Nanda Sunakuta, Shigo Vardana Kalpa Parabatale, Kalindi Vanya Kuta, Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure, ke dhar maha vivalo, vival, maha vivalo. Vande Rupa Sanatana Rugi Gosri Jiva Gopala Go Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yahoite Vignana Abhishta Puran. Abhishta Puran. This is my only Abhishta. Seva. Radharani's Darshan. Krishna's Darshan. Nitya Seva. My Abhishta. Abhishta. is the be-all and end-all, the be-all and end-all of my Abhishta, the Puran, the complete expression and definition and extent of my desire is simply to attain the eternal service of Radharani in the groves of Vrindavan. This is my only desire. So this is the mood. This is the mood of Saraswati Pada, which is he's trying to inject into the hearts of his readers and listeners. Catch up this mood. Catch up this feeling. Catch up this bhav. Shastra bhav, acharya bhav, rasa bhav. This is rasa. This literature. So we have another translation. Vehemently renouncing wife, children, wealth, home, and all the rest, which present an illusion of momentary happiness, although they are ultimately sources of pain, crying and crying in his body displaying symptoms of ecstasy. A fortunate person finding the dust of the feet of the playful queen of Vrindavan forest becomes filled with transcendental bliss. That's definitely a fortunate person. A fortunate person who finds the dust. Vindan Kriti Nandato. He finds the dust on the lotus feet of Radharani. That dust is not so cheap to attain. Uddhava Mahashaya is trying to find that dust also. So he's taken up a position. Just like if you want to get splashed by the waves of the ocean, you have to take up a position along the shoreline. That's a likely place to get splashed by the waves of the ocean. If you're sitting in the middle of the ocean, you won't get splashed by a wave. You have to go to the shoreline, the tata. So you stay there, and the wave goes boom, and then it'll splash on you. So he thought, well, a good place to situate myself in order to get splashed by the Gopi Raj, the Badu, Brajavadu Raj, the dust to the feet of the young married brides of Vrindavan is Kusum Sarovara, because they come there every day at 10:30 to pick flowers for Sham. Or is Madhyan Leela? So many Leelas. The plethora of Leelas that occur in Radhakund, Banbihar and Jalkeli and Pashakela and Vamshi Chodi and so many. And Madhupan Leela, many, many Leelas are here, and so many garlands are needed before the bath, after the bath, after prasanam, before prasanam, after Rati Keli, before. So they need lots of flowers and lots of garlands. They go through lots of garlands. So the gopis go there, they go to Kusum Sarovara. So Uddhava said, I want to collect that dust, I want to be the fortunate recipient of the dust of Radharani's feet. So he's taken up his position there as a Gomalata Oshadinam, as a creeper or lata, begging and praying for that fortune to receive the dust of the feet of Vrindavan Vilasini. So we're in the Parampara Uddhava. We're in the Lamentation Parampara. Vilap Parampara. Prem Vilap Parampara. We've come to Vrindavan like Uddhav. And he's taken the form of Gomalata. We've taken the form of monkey and dogs. We've come as monkeys and dogs and pigs, disguised as human beings. We're actually monkeys, dogs, and pigs in this disguise of a human being. And we're trying to posit ourselves and position ourselves in such a way that we can also get dust. The dust of the dust of the dust of the Gomalata Raj. After the dust falls from Vrindavan Vilasini's feet on Uddhava, then maybe that wind will blow those leaves on that Gomalata. Then when the wind blows the leaves on the Gomalata, it will fall on us when we run by in our pig body doing what they do in the fields over there. Then we'll get some of that dust in that way. Vicarious Braja Raj contact. So this is certainly, this is what we should beg for. Coming to Vrindavan means begging for this. Begging for the fortune to attain the dust at the feet of the playful queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Vilasini. A fortunate person who finds that dust of Vrindavan Vilasini's feet, he will become filled with bliss. Finding the dust at the feet of Radharani means finding Radharani. Because to see the dust at the feet of Radharani means that you have Leela Drishti. You actually see the Leela. And after the Leela, after you don't see the Leela, then you see the dust of the Leela, the footprints. And so this is, you can understand that Prabhupada Saraswati is encouraging the reader to come and follow in my footsteps. I'm also in the Vilap Parampara. My name is Prabodhananda Saraswati. I'm also in the Vilap Parampara. I've come to to Kaliyadaha to cry in lamentation. And one day while I was crying on the banks of the Yamuna, I saw Jalkeli of Radhan Shyam in the Yamuna. There were the splashing and giggling. Gopis in the shore were giggling and laughing. And I saw it all. And then they heard someone said, Jatila. Jatila is coming here and with a stick in her hand and an angry look in her eyes. And she doesn't look too happy. So when the gopis heard this news, they immediately left the Yamuna and ran in all directions, grabbing their clothes and dressing on the run. So that's the situation. He's seeing this Leela and Spurti. And then his Spurti breaks and he says, oh, and he rolls on the banks of the Yamuna where he was meditating on this beautiful Leela of Jalkeli by Kaliyadaha. And then when his tears finally dried up and he could see something because his eyes were so drenched and soaked with tears, he couldn't even see the Yamuna after coming out of his antar chitta, internal consciousness. So when his tears finally dried up and he could see something of his surroundings, he glanced at the ground. He said, Ha Gauri, Ha Swamini, Ha Shama, Shama, Shama. He saw the footprints of Radharani. So that's what he's writing in this verse. Now this is about Radhika Charana Duli, the glories of Radhika Charana Duli, which of course is Braja Raj. It's basically, the way you get this particular substance called Radhika Charana Duli, you start with your basic substance, Braja Raj. And then you mix that Braja Raj on the feet of Radharani. And then you send those feet of Radharani into the kunja with Krishna. Then she experiences Mahabhava. Then you bring out Radharani. Now you take the dust off Radharani's feet that you put on. That Braja Raj now becomes that Mahabhava Raj. So the dust of Radharani's feet is something very special. It's not only Braja Raj, but it's Radharani's Charana Duli, which is transformed Braja Raj. It's become transformed by contact with her Mahabhava. Even a garland, anything that contacts Radharani picks up her Mahabhava. The flavor of her Mahabhava, the Prabhava, the Ganda, Rasa, and Prabhava of her Radhabhava is absorbed and picked up by any contact with that object in Radharani's divine form, her Mahabhava Sarupini Radha. When she makes strings a garland for Krishna and she's holding it in her hands and she gives it to Rupa Manjari, she says, please take this to Shyam. And Shyam takes the garland, this beautiful Bakul Mala, to Shyam. And when Shyam takes the mala, he immediately touches the mala and receives the mala from the fingertips of Rupa Manjari, and Shyam starts trembling. As soon as he touches the garland, he gets an electric shock, a transcendental electric shock of Mahabhava, 10,000 volts. And he starts trembling. And somehow he manages to respectfully bring that garland to his forehead, because he's respecting that garland as a personification of Radharani's Mahabhava. And Bakul Mala has now become the Mahabhava Sarup Bakul Mala. So he respects it by touching his forehead, then he holds it to his nose and smells Gandharvika Radha's Mahabhava. And then more ecstatic symptoms appear. Then he places the garland ever so respectfully on his neck. So this is just the garland, or to speak of the Braja Raj. So the Radhika Charana Duli is what Tungavidya Sakhi is hankering for, what Prabhupada Saraswati is hankering for. And if some fortunate soul is able to attain that, then he is obviously becomes the happiest person in the world. And that's what Brajavas is all about. Brajavas, living in Vrindavan is not about lamentation, material lamentation. material fear, material worry, material hankering. Living in Vrindavan is all about attaining the happiness by seeing the lotus footprints of Radharani. This is about lutan, Brajaraj lutan, rolling in the dust of Vrindavan, 17.7. Because when you roll, you may just so happen to be rolling in the dust that's full of Radharani's footprints. And we don't know, because there's some things you can't see, but you can feel. So one may go here and there to various Leela Stalis, Nidiban, Sevakund, Radhakund, Shamakund, Manasapavangad, etc. Govardhan, Prikamarg, Panchari, Navakund, Napsarakund, Dangati, Varsana, Mankutir, etc. And roll in the dust of those Leela Stalis. So he can't see, he can't perceive or see that Radhika's footprints are there, because they're lokic. They're transcendental. Take two to one. Brinda Ranye Characharana, Dik Paishya Vrindavana Shri, Jiwe Vrindavana Gunaganan, Kirtiya Strotra Griyan, Brinda Tavya Bajaparimalam Granam, Gatra Chamasmin, Brinda Ranye Lukta Pulak, Kirtan Krishna Keli Stali, Krishna Keli Stali Shu. Now, this great Siddha saint and Premi Bhakta, Nitya Siddha, Parishadav, Gauranga, and Radha, Shyam, Prabhananda Saraswati, Tungavidya Sakhi, is preaching to his bodily parts. It's a good idea. Bhakti Siddhanta hit the nail on the head by preaching to the captain of the body, the captain of the team. He said, in the morning, take a shoe and beat the captain 100 times. The captain of the team is the mind, the sixth sense. All the other ones are working for him. Then in the evening, you should beat the mind 100 times with a stick. So he didn't bother individually speaking or addressing the indriya, so he hit the captain right on the head with a stick or a shoe. But Prabhupada Saraswati is saying this verse, he's talking to his body parts and telling them to get out of maya. Oh legs, always wander throughout the land of Vrindavan, not the market of Loy Bazaar. He's saying Brindaranya Characharana. Brindaranya Aranya. You heard of Aranya? Dandakaranya? The sages of Dandakaranya? Aranya. Aranya means forest. Aranya. So he's saying Brindaranya Characharana. Characharana. Your feet should wander through the forest of Vrindavan, not the sari shops in Loy Bazaar. Oh, eyes. So drik means drik pashya Vrindavana shri Vrindavan. Oh, eyes. Oh, we see the unparalleled beauty of Vrindavan. Oh, tongue, jiva, Vrindavan guna ganan kirtaya. Always sing the glories of Vrindavan to your full satisfaction. Guna ganan kirtiya shutra griyanna. Oh ears, give up everything nonsense, cricket kata. You know cricket kata?
Yes.
Movie kata, cricket kata, fashion kata, food kata, maya kata. Maya Nagari samachar. Did you hear the good news from Maya Nagari? Bombay is Maya Nagari. You hear the pandas here, they say, oh, you're from Maya Nagari. Say, I'm from Mumbai. Oh, wow, you're from Maya Nagari. Oh, wow, you're from Maya Nagari. Oh, nose, abandon desires for smelling insignificant objects and become fresh in the atmosphere of Vrindavan. Oh, body, soothe yourself. Body means, oh, sense of touch. Soothe yourself and satisfy your sense of touch by the cooling land of Vrindavan. and always steal the great wealth of love that is easily available in this land of Krishna's pastimes. So that's nice. Krishna was a thief. This is the land of thieves. Vrindavan is the abode of thieves. Krishna stole the gopis' clothes, and the gopis stole Krishna's heart. So tit for tat. Krishna stole the gopis' yogurt, and the gopis stole Krishna's heart. The gopis stole Krishna's ball and threw it in the Yamuna. And Krishna stole the gopis' hearts. Krishna stole the Nagapatnis' cholis and jewels. He took off, says in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he took their cholis. They were folding their hands. The Nagapatnis, wives of Kaliya, they were petitioning and supplicating Krishna. They're saying, please, please forgive our husband. Now he's becoming submissive. He's giving up his aggressive, not violent attitude. Please forgive him. Previously, we wish you would kill him, but now forgive him. He surrendered his soul at your feet. He's literally under your feet, getting pulverized and smashed down to bits. And then please take these jewels from our Naga treasury, or snake treasury of jewels. We collected from the heads of all the snakes my husband beat up. And you beat up somebody, you take off their rings, you know. Smack him up, take off his ruby ring. So Kaliya Baba, snake Kaliya, he went out and beat up all these other snakes. He did, he's a big bruiser. He beat up all these other snakes. And then he got the spoils of war. When a king defeats a kingdom, he takes all the, you know, the gold and diamonds and jewels and all this stuff from the king's treasury. It's his treasury now, he's a victorious king. So Kaliya Baba, he beat up all these other kings, I mean other snake kings, and he took the jewels off their head. Hey, well, give me that jewel. He took all the rubies, diamonds, and gave it to his wife, like every husband does. He gets his money, gives it to his wife. So he got those jewels and gave them to his wife, and she locked him in her treasury and made necklaces and rings and all kinds of things. So they were like really good-looking snake queens. Nagapatnis had the finest in jewelry. So they thought, well, let us offer. So they took out between their snake fingers, because like half snake, half human, like mermaid type. So they had the jewels hanging like this, and they put their hands up like this. Here, take these. Please take these jewels as pranami, these mala necklaces. So then Krishna reached down. He took off their cholis instead. He took all their cholis and tied them tied them together, made a rope out of them. You can tie anything together, make a rope. So he tied them all together. Maybe they were silk, because silk is pretty strong, whatever. Silk rope, like Jagannath, silk rope. So then with those, then he put them tied them around Kaliya's hood. And then Kaliya was like this. So Krishna sat on Kaliya's hood like a jockey and started riding him up from Vrindavan to the border. Akura got back and forth with Shinkesha. Kaliya got and Akura got. He was riding like a horse. And then he called the gopis out for a horse ride and Nanda Baba. And then he kept Kaliya. Kaliya is in the spiritual world as Krishna's snake horse. I don't know, whatever you call it. Snake water horse or something like that. Water surfing like that. But so this is a little twist on the pastime. So this is this great wealth. If all of our senses, Ambarish Maharaj engaged all his senses in Krishna's service. His hands in cleaning the temple of the Lord, his head in bowing down to offer respects to the devotees and offering respect to the Lord, and his ears in hearing Harikata. Savayamana Krishna Padar of India, Vacham Shiva Kuntu Ganarna Varnane. He engaged his mind. And he started meditating Vaikunthanath and the glories of Vaikunthanath, the guna, the characteristics and qualities of the Lord of Vaikuntha, and then he engaged his speech in glorifying Vishnu, Narayan, and all of his senses. In a similar way, that's of course in Vaidhi Marga and Vaidhi Sadhana, for any Vaidhi Sadhaka worshipper of Vishnu who is performing Navavidha Bhakti with the limbs of his body. But here, the Raghunuga Sadhaka, the Raghunuga Sadhaka can't but take shelter in Vrindavan, mentally, physically, or both. Because when an actual raga awakens for Radha and Krishna, it's impossible and unbearable and to live anywhere but Vrindavan. He cannot. The symptom of raga, Basu, you could say, is that one has to live in Vrindavan. He'd rather live as a pauper or a beggar in Vrindavan than live as a king in Bombay. He'd rather live in rags and go on welfare. Of course, they don't have any. But live in rags and go on welfare in Vrindavan than live in Bombay. Because his rag. If you're attached to Krishna, you're attached to his everything about him, his name, form, qualities, dham, parishishta, parishads. And that attachment is greater than nadana nijana. That's a proof positive. What is proof positive of nadana nijana sundaram? Then Ruchi Abbas, okay, it's Ruchi Abbas because we're still in an art of liberty. But it comes in different levels. It's not all black and white. It's like the rainbow. Shraddha the prema is just like the infrared color spectrum. The color spectrum passing through a prism at the lowest vibration, infrared, and then ultraviolet. Lowest vibration of light waves is infrared, and the highest vibration of light waves is ultraviolet. And according to the vibratory pattern and the angle of light coming from the sun through the prism, it gives a different color from infrared to ultraviolet. You know, red, 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 orange, 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 yellow, yellow, green, 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 blue, 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 purple, 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 like this, violet. You must have all seen rainbow color spectrum. So the color spectrum of devotional perfection from Shudder the Prema is like that. It's yellow, it's like Anartha Nivriti. It's not just Anartha Nivriti. Anartha Nivriti, boing, oh, now I'm Nishta. No, it's Nishta plus Anartha Nivriti, and there's some Ruchi. There's overlapping of all. It's Ruchi. Ruchi's coming into Anartha Nivriti, but as this extreme abhas of Ruchi. Then it becomes Shuddha Ruchi and Ruchi, and it's like this. Then at Ruchi, some Asakti is coming, and it's like this. It's how Acharyas explain it. And it's natural, it's logical also, a reasonable experience in the same way. And Vaidhi Sadhana, this is a verse, but the Raghunuga Sadhaka has such rag that he must live in Vrindavan. So now he's addressing the Raghunuga Sadhaka here in verse 7 and 17. He's telling this is what the Raghunuga Sadhaka living in Vrindavan does. He wanders from Lilastali to Lilastali, right? Paribrajak. He's a Paribrajak, but in Brajadam, because he's Bhajanandi. And a Paribrajak who's a Goshinandi, he wanders through the seven continents, preaching Vrindavan Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Krishna consciousness. So he's a Paribrajak, he's wandering in Vrindavan. This Trasi Kosh Prikama, Giriraj Prikama, Varsana Prikama, Govardhan Prikama, Nidiban Prikama. And then so he's telling, okay, legs and nose and everything, so it's all dovetailed. And why is he here? He's here to soothe his body, comfort his senses, relax, purify his senses, and ultimately he's here to what? To steal something. To steal from the treasury of Vrindavan. The treasury of Vrindavan is a treasury of prema. And he's come here to steal love. He can always steal the great wealth of love that is easily available in the land of Krishna's pastimes. Kali Stali. Krishna Kali Stali, the interesting name for Vrindavan. Krishna Kali Stali, Luta, Lute, Lute Palakitam, Vrindaranya Lute. So this is his idea, the translation here. Now we'll hear another translation. You'll see quite a difference here also. That is 17:7. Oh feet, please walk in Vrindavan. O eyes, please gaze at the beauty of Vrindavan. O tongue, please praise Vrindavan's glories. O ears, please always hear them. O nose, please smell Vrindavan's sweet fragrance. You can imagine when you have your colony, Kishori colony. You know, when you're stuck up on the present dot of a second, and you forget the vast, unlimited expanse of the future, then you get really small-minded. When you think of the Kishori colony and so many flowers everywhere filling the whole colony with beautiful fragrances and flowering trees. When neem trees' flowers are very fragrant, extremely fragrant, and kadamba trees. And when you go into Vrindavan Parikrama, kadamba is a very fast-growing tree with good water and good soil. It grows very fast. In 4 years, you have flowers, and fragrance, and then so many around the houses. There'll be so many roses and mogra and champak and parijat. Like I'm sleeping on the veranda, and every other month a different flower is blossoming in the garden. And some are night blossoming and some are day blossoming. And parijat is actually a night blossoming flower, that orange tip one. It blossoms at night so that Krishna can wear parijat garlands in the rasa dance. Wow. And Ratki Rani also blossoms at night. And Madhumalati, that red one. We stand by my gate at night, 8 o'clock, and it's just starting to come over the gate. We made some jali like this across the gate. You know, there's two walls like this. And before it was like that, but we put up new fencing, so we took it all down. So now it's just hanging there. You come at 8 o'clock at night. It's like, I go on Parikrama, I come back, I don't want to go in. Madhumalati, that sweet, so sweet evening. So when Radha and Krishna are in the kunja, the trees are surrounded, all the kunja and four, the Kali Kunja, four borders are four kadamba trees. And there's some different hedges, flowering hedges, and, you know, 6-8 foot high hedges all around the side. Then there's one door made of bamboo, small bamboo pieces, very small, thin bamboo trees make the door, and it's all interlaced with flowers and arch and whatnot. And then between the trees are these shrubs and bushes to make them very tight, you can't see through, hardly you can see. Then going around each tree, there's huge, thick creepers going all the way up, and they're going up like that. Then they, because these creepers, nature creepers, they grow and then they go out like this. They go like that and they go down like that unless you tie them up, and they go. So they're going up the tree, around the tree, and then they're starting to hang out, and then they start to join hands. So at the higher level, there's all Madhavilata at the higher level of the kunja. Above that, there's all airspace, and the moon comes filtering through. There's like shrubs and brushes and rose bushes, and all kinds of things are about 6 feet high. And then there's a lot, Madhavilata from the four trees are hanging like this. And that goes up about 10 feet, and there's, you know, the trees are big, and the trees are 60 feet high. And there's open air there, so the moon comes through and shines right on their faces when it's going overhead. And they see each other in the moonlight. And all this beautiful fragrance of Madhumalati. You can imagine how divine and wonderful it is, and you're there serving in different capacities. So now here's the point, because as I mentioned in my notes, because that's what I saw, maybe I was looking at this translation, I didn't have the book, but the point on my notes is that Luke, we're talking about Braja Raja Mahima, the glories of the dust of Vrindavan. So this point, point number 9 was lutan, the glories of rolling in the dust, or one should roll in the dust, and the word is there, lutan. What's interesting, because Sanskrit's a funny thing, funny language, I mean, it's an intricate and highly developed language. So one translator, I mean, this is actually the, I don't know who did this, but this translation says, "Oh nose, please smell Vrindavan's sweet fragrance. O body, with your hairs erect in ecstasy, roll about on the ground in the places where Krishna enjoyed transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan." So the verse says that. It says lutan. You see in verse 7, you have your books. Do you have your book?
Yes.
Last line, Brindaranya, that's the forest in Vrindavan. Luta. Luta means pulakitam. Pulakita means romancha, you know, means your hair is standing in end. Pulakita. Luta means rolling. Krishna Kali Stali means the pastime places of Krishna's, you know, pastime places. Your hair standing in, which means you're in bhava, roll around those places. So that's the correct translation. But the word luta also means to loot, interestingly enough. The English word loot, L-O-O-T, means to steal, to rob, to rip off. So that's loot means luta. So one translator said, steal the great wealth of love that's easily available. I mean, the one translator said it means roll around in the dust of Vrindavan, and that's the meaning I took. It's a glorification of the dust of Vrindavan. And the other translator took it that we should steal the prema. Big borrowers steal. It's kind of a transcendental form of Charvak Muni's philosophy. Big borrowers steal, eat food cooked in ghee. So Prabhupada is saying, big borrowers steal, somehow get that prema in Vrindavan, even if you have to steal it. Krishna was stealing. Now, because who is the first love thief? Who's the first love thief in Vrindavan?
Krishna.
What's your evidence? You're accusing Krishna as being a love thief. Now, what's your evidence? The first love thief in Vrindavan was Krishna, Makanchura. Because he stole the butter that the gopis churned from their hearts. They were churning their hearts and it came out, the milk of their hearts turned into butter. And they churned it and churned that milk into butter. And then Krishna came and stole that butter, which was the symbolic, solidified form of their love. So he was the first one who came to Vrindavan to steal love, the great wealth of love. So following his footsteps, we should also steal the great wealth of love that's easily available in this land of Krishna's pastimes. The Brajaraj is actually alankar. It's a special ornament. The dust of Vrindavan is a special ornament, an alankar. And that's in Sataka 11:37. And we'll discuss that tomorrow by the grace of the Lord.